Welcome to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. Brought to you by the Art of Love and Feminine Power Programs. Your hosts for the series are best-selling author Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, founder of Feminine Power. Welcome to our special bonus seminar highlights and live Q&A with Arielle and Claire.
Thank you, Randy. Oh, hi, everybody. This is Arielle. Welcome to our live highlights, takeaways, and Q&A session. I'm so happy to be with you. And if you are with us live for the first time today, I want you to know that we've created these sessions to support you in integrating and applying what you're discovering in the series. So unfortunately, Claire can't be with us today, so it's just me, but I am excited that we're all together. I think we have people here from around the world, something like 76 countries. So welcome, everybody. And just to get us all settled in, let's start with a little opening meditation. So if it is safe for you to close your eyes, before you close your eyes, turn off any electronics that might disturb you for the next hour or so. You know, you can get back to whatever it is. This is time for just you to focus on you. And then get comfortable in your chair. And if you can put your feet flat on the floor, that would be great. And just sink in and close your eyes. Let your shoulders drop. And let's start by taking a few nice, slow, deep breaths in through our nose and out through our mouth. Just breathe nice and deep and slowly. And if you wish, imagine that as you're inhaling, inhale love and ease. Inhale love and ease, and exhale love and ease. Inhale love, inhale ease, and exhale love and ease. And if it feels right, put your hands over your heart as you drop your attention down to the area around your heart. And allow yourself to simply fall still. Just fall still, just for this moment. And as you're sitting here, falling still, know that who you are is love. Who you are is enough. Who you are is worthy of love. Now, with your attention still on your heart, remember a time when you felt love or gratitude for anything or anyone. Just pick one moment of love or gratitude and allow yourself to fully re-experience that moment of love or gratitude. With your next inhale, Let that feeling of love move in a wave up to the top of your head and also down to the bottom of your feet. Just breathe in this remembering, this re-experiencing of love. And as we're joined together in this circle of love that spans globally throughout the world, allow yourself to set an intention for today that you will listen in with an open heart and an open mind, and allow your inner guidance to really hear something new, something that will make a difference for you in your process of manifesting your big true love. I'm going to share a lot of information and recap what went on today, and just be open to hearing something new. And if you've heard it all before, imagine you have beginner's mind and hear it again as if for the first time. So we'll share an intention of having an open heart and an open mind to hear something new. The hearing of it will change the way we manifest. Now begin to feel your feet upon the floor. Sense the temperature of the air around you. Bring your consciousness back up to your head. And when you're ready, just simply open your eyes. I don't know about you, but I feel much calmer now. So Claire and I created these special live love magic sessions so we could actually share with you the takeaways and the highlights from the series and then open it up to some questions and some coaching. So today, if you have any questions in the area of love manifesting or the law of attraction, what I'd like you to do is write them in the little question box that should be in front of you. And let me see if I can find it on this page. I know somewhere in there's a way that if you have upgraded to one of the packages, you can answer questions. And, Cammy, if you're there, just Skype me where that little question box may be so I can share that. But today I'd really like to focus answering questions on specifically love manifesting and law of attraction. And the page that you're on, that you're listening on, at any point, feel free to scroll down and see what's coming up. If you've missed anything or if there's anything that you want to listen to again, just know that you can upgrade to one of our packages, and the links are on that page. And there are lots and lots of benefits to having either the gold or platinum package, including being a subscriber and being able to ask questions during these coaching sessions. So if you wish, you can upgrade right now. So any questions? Let me start with one until the questions start coming in. One of the things I get asked about most often is, how do I really prepare my home for a soulmate, especially if you've lived in the place that you're living with somebody else? And what I would really suggest that you look at is, first and foremost, clearing out clutter, getting rid of the clutter. And that's something you can do on your own, or, if you can afford it, you can always hire a feng shui expert or decluttering expert. But you want to get rid of clutter, and the reason is clutter blocks energy. And you want the energy to really flow. And then once you clear out the clutter, you want to remove the energy of, past boyfriends, husbands, lovers. And you can do that by hiring a professional energy worker, or you can do it yourself. And one of the ways you can do it yourself is to get some sage. Do the Native American technique of saging. And you light the sage, you put it on a plate, and you light it, and once it starts to smoke, you take the smoke and you run it over the door jams and the windowsills and in and out of the closet. It's got a really nice fragrance to it, but the fragrance doesn't last long. But the smoke actually burns off the density, burns off the energy. And if that sounds too strange or you don't want to do it that way, another thing that I've always done is on a nice sunny day, I'll open all the doors and the windows, and I'll take a broom, and I will literally sweep out the old energy with my imagination through the doors and windows. I'm just getting some instructions here for you on where this question box is, because I'm the less technical one here. Claire's really good with the technical stuff. I'm not so good with it. So let me start, until the questions come in, let me start by giving you a recap of some amazing stuff that got covered today. And we had with us Dr. Laura Berman. And for those of you who aren't familiar with her, if you've ever watched Oprah when she had her talk show on, Dr. Laura Berman was on all the time. She was on Oprah Radio for many years. She's got her own radio show now that's heard in most cities across the USA. And she's one of the country's leading love and sex experts. And for those of you who want to send in questions, it's a black box on the right side of the page. So you can submit your event question there if you've upgraded through gold or platinum. So in today's series, you have to hit the submit button. Okay, I'm just reading this, you guys, off of Skype chat. So the black box on the right side of the page says submit your event question here. Make sure to hit the submit button. So send me your questions on manifesting. All right, so back to Dr. Laura. So today one of the things she covered is, you know, really how do we prepare ourselves for a soulmate? And she said that, ironically, one of the best ways to attract a soulmate is to get blissfully single and really complete on your own. She said when your life is really going great and you're loving your life, then having your soulmate is just the icing on an already gorgeously delicious cake. And she believes that once we have this soulmate love relationship, it sustains us, it feeds us, it helps our immune system, it adds a whole new dimension to our life. So one of the other things we talked about is that things have changed so much. You know, the women of the 50s and 60s, before the women's liberation movement, really needed a man. You know, they mostly didn't work, so they were financially sort of didn't have a lot of options. But it's all different today. We no longer need a man to set us up financially or to protect us or change our light bulbs. So it's a little confusing now about how to express masculine and feminine energy. And it may be that, you know, we were raised with a strong mother who said, don't ever let a man control you. Never be dependent on a man. Always take care of yourself. And potentially, we got that message a little too much and maybe got a little emotionally disconnected by allowing in too much masculine energy. And she calls this the alpha woman syndrome. And she admits that she's a recovering alpha woman, as am I. So I totally get this. But she said, here's what the truth is. You know, there's a belief out there that there aren't any men who can handle a strong woman. But in her work as a therapist, she says she knows that it's absolutely not true, that men just love and adore strong women, but they need to be able to feel that they're contributing to you in a way that's adding value. So us alpha women, the ones who are talented, smart, efficient, effective, and all of that, have one other issue, and that's about control. We like to control our worlds, and that includes the men we're involved with. So she said some alpha women even control, you know, the clothes that he buys and wears, or maybe she buys them for him, where they go on vacation, who they socialize with, what the house looks like, the decisions around money, and she's controlling everything. And she said that that's really a problem because they need to be able to express their masculine energy as well. So she did a lot of talking about how to do that, and I can't recap all of that for you now. But I would say that one of the strongest messages she did have in this domain is that in order for an alpha woman to get her control issues under control, excuse the pun, is that we need to get extremely comfortable with fear. She says that, excuse me, the reason we want to control everything is because we honestly believe it'll keep us safe, but it doesn't. We just think that if we can stay on top of all the details, there won't be any problems or any pitfalls or things won't fall apart. But that's just not true. So letting go of control is an important thing. Let me just see if there's any other messages from Dr. Laura. I just have to... So she said when we're dating, there's a couple of things we want to really think about as we're in the dating process, and she calls these core desired relationship feelings. So how do I want to feel in a relationship? What are three or four of the feelings that I want to live with day in and day out? And what's most important to me? Those are things to really, really get clear on. And then the last thing I'll share with you from Dr. Laura's session, and if you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend that you do. She said, for women, sexual attraction doesn't happen instantly a lot of the time. She said it actually builds over a minimum of 3 dates. So as you get to know them better, you'll find them sexier and more attractive to you. But for the most part, you know, give men sort of the benefit of the doubt. And the other thing that she shared, which I've known for a long time, is that men fall in love much more quickly than women. You know, so a guy might know instantly, but most often women won't. So those are just some of the notes from Dr. Laura. So make sure you catch Dr. Laura Berman's keynote. And then let me share with you, let me see. We had a panel. Was that today? Hang on 1 second. Yes. Yes, we did. We had a panel on online dating success secrets with Marnie Batista and Dr. Lara Fernandez, which was really fascinating. Lara Fernandez is a love coach, and she actually met her husband and business partner, Johnny, on Match.com 16 years ago. And within 3 months of being online, she met Johnny, and now they've been together, and they coach women on opening up the channels to love by online dating. And then Marnie began her work in the online dating world by writing profiles for her girlfriends and helping them what she calls going man shopping. And she even did it herself for a while, and she said she met a lot of interesting people and became a great dater. And she said having the right mindset about online dating means you can really be the popular girl. She was very emphatic that you don't have to be a size 2 or 25 years old, but what you do have to have is the right energy, the right profile, and the right photos. And I'm going to share with you some of the things that she suggested for that. But let's start with mindset. So she really believes that the right mindset is one of possibility and adventure, to becoming from a place of curiosity and exploration. And as you're shopping online, you know, allow yourself to have an open heart and really look at these guys. I mean, they've created these profiles, and most of them didn't have a love coach to help them. And, you know, you need to cut them a little slack because, you know, you might be one of these people who gets really uptight about typos. And there may be some typos, and it doesn't mean he's not smart. We all make mistakes. So really have an open, generous, adventurous, curious heart with them. And be sure that you really speak your passion in your profile. So, for instance, Lara Fernandez had one client, when they looked at the woman's online profile, she thought it was pretty inauthentic, and it didn't really represent the woman who she was coaching because she didn't talk about her passions. And Lara says when you're speaking about your passions, that's really magnetic. A man gets lit up by your passion. So it turns out that this client of hers, Maria, happened to be super passionate about racing cars. She actually likes to get in a Formula One car and go around the racetrack. So Lara said, okay, well, that's something we really have to, you know, emphasize in your profile and your profile picture. And so that's what she did, and within 6 months, she met and fell in love with her soulmate. Even though he wasn't a race car driver or wasn't into cars, he thought it was super sexy that she was. And this woman was 56 years old when she did this. So really important to have passion in there. And then she said, in terms of mindset, to say things to yourself like, I'm going to walk out of my door today and I'm going to create a different ending for my love story. And it's going to include online dating and I'm going to have the experience of a lifetime. So that's her idea for like the greatest mindset to have. And then, let's see, what else do I want to tell you about it? Lara also shared with us on how to make online dating a spiritual experience, a sacred time, which was so fascinating to me because I'd never thought about it this way. But she said you really want to create a ritual around your online dating and try to do it at the same time every day. And you want to do it at a time when you're not feeling rushed or hurried or it's another task on your to-do list. So you want it to be a really sacred soul space that you enter into and that you may light some candles and you know, call in your God or spirit or whatever you pray to or your angels to help you and have it as a daily appointment so it becomes a sacred spiritual thing. And so she said right before you'd sign in, do a little meditation, light a candle, say a prayer, or say an affirmation that's something like, I'm open and ready and willing to meet my beloved now. I accept him into my life now. And then go into that with that kind of energy. I just thought that was so cute, so cool. So if you're online dating, make it a spiritual experience. Let me see if I have any last words that I wrote down from Marnie and Lara that I want to share with you. I don't think that I do. Another one of the keynotes we had today was from Bella Gandy. And Bella is a regular on the Steve Harvey Show. She's called the fairy godmother of online dating. And we really talked about some core things about what to do when writing a profile, which I'm going to share with you. I just have to find my notes. Oh, here's one of the big stats that she gave out. So you think there's no good men out there? That is so not true. Right now, here in the U.S., there are 107 million single adults. 43% of the adult population is single. That means half of them are men, and half of them are dating in line, because the statistics are 1 in 3 marriages now begins online. And she also talked a lot about looking online for men with high GHQ. GHQ stands for good husband qualities. And then she also advised that you think about online dating as the world's largest cocktail party. So that's a new way to look at it. Not like it's work, but it's just this giant cocktail party and you're mingling. So in terms of writing your profile, here's some concrete guidelines that she gave that made a lot of sense to me. She said, write a maximum of 200 to 300 words. So she said you don't need to write a 2,500-word personal manifesto, just something that's easily readable in 2 or 3 paragraphs, and shoot for a word count of 200 to 300 words. And she said, you might also read other women's profiles that are in your zip code, just to see of who else is in your area and what they're doing online. And you'll see some things that you like and some things that you don't like. But she said her best advice is to show, don't tell. You know, she said so many times when people write about themselves, they string together lists of adjectives. I'm kind, I'm fun, I'm adventurous, that sort of thing. And then 99 out of 100 people are stringing together the same adjectives. She said if you're adventurous, you know, you might want to write something like, you know, I've hiked 7 out of the 9 world's highest peak. And guess what? I just signed up for Everett Base Camp. You know, that's a show, don't tell kind of thing. So you want to be able to really paint a picture for yourself. Now, the other thing we talked about was the importance of photographs. And Bella admitted that 90% of your success online initially will come from your photos. So you want to put up photos that are the best version of yourself. So 5 to 6 are all you need. And she said they should be a mix of headshots and head-to-toe shots, or what she calls body shots. And she says, absolutely do not have pictures with friends or kids. That's her personal opinion, and not what you ate for dinner last night. I did ask her about having pictures with pets, and she said you could have one with a pet, but no more than that, because you don't want to be seen as like the crazy cat lady. The other thing she said is you really want to have girl next door kind of photos, and definitely not too sexy and not bathing suit shots, because when you do that, you're sending a different message. So she also advised that to put your best feminine energy forward, wear things that are pretty colors. Even if you almost always wear white, gray, cream, or beige, or black, she said men are attracted to what we call jewel tone colors, greens, blues, reds, fuchsias, and that those colors make people look more energetic and more vibrant. So find one of those jewel tones that you feel really good in, or two of them, and have some photos done in those colors. So let's see. Then I asked her a question I get asked all the time is, you know, do you put your real age out there? And she said, absolutely, start out with your real age. If you're fibbing about your age, you're going to end up carrying that bad energy into the date. And then imagine if he told you on the first date, well, I lied about my age. I'm really, you know, 8 years older than I said I was. You know, your first thought is naturally going to be, well, I wonder what else he's lying about. So she's a big proponent about telling the truth about your age. And if you have good photos, you know, they're going to, like we just said, 90% of the initial attraction is visual for men. So make sure you invest in those good photos. The other thing about writing a profile is you want to be optimistic and positive. Okay, that's an important thing to do here. And then the last piece of advice I'll give you from Bella, and again, you should definitely tune in and listen to the whole hour, was that you shouldn't just focus on the hottest, most attractive guys. And she said every other single woman online in your zip code is doing the same thing. And he's going to get 500 women pouring into his inbox every day. So she said, look at this as treasure hunting. You want to find the guys that are cute to you, quirky to you. And they may not jump off the page, but if you dig deep and look at their photos and how they express themselves in their writing and what they're interested in, there might be one little nugget that catches your interest, and you could write to them about that. So she said treasure hunting is the way to go. So those are kind of the just a few of the highlights from Bella Gandy's keynote that we had today. And then also today, our success story was my good friend Liz Dawn. Now, if any of you have ever heard of the conference called Celebrate Your Life, which is held every year in both Phoenix and Chicago, for, I think it's close to 20 years now, she's been doing this conference that gets all the top speakers, Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Neil Donald Walsh, and it's just this big 3,000-person personal growth spiritual love fest, and that's her whole life. And when she turned 47 and had never been engaged and never married, she decided to really begin to focus on her love life, even though she had this incredibly busy career. And looking back as to, you know, what was really in the way for her, she realized that she really had very little self-esteem around men, and that men intimidated her, and she had these issues. So she did a lot of therapy and a variety of inner child exercises and really worked on healing that part of her. And she said specifically one exercise that she did every day to reprogram her brain was to journal every morning on different thoughts or actions and feelings that didn't serve her. And then she would write another list of thoughts and actions and feelings that did serve her. And she did that every day for a month. And she started to notice that whenever a negative feeling would come up, she would easily be able to turn it into a positive thought because she had taken time that morning to write down feelings and actions that were positive for her. And I asked her, you know, well, what was your greatest fear around finding love? And she said that she was afraid that she wouldn't be good enough or pretty enough or lovable enough, or that the kind of person that she was looking for wouldn't be attracted to her. So then she did a lot of self-confidence exercises. She did meditating and praying and healing with her angels and really worked hard on, you know, improving her self-confidence. So then she put herself online, and she gave herself a year to manifest her soulmate. And she decided that she was just going to go out on as many dates as she needed to until she manifested the one. And she created a system for herself. She decided that if she read somebody's profile and she felt they had the core qualities that she was looking for or something they said interested her, she would just email them. She said, I didn't do winks. I didn't do any smiles. I just sent an email that really essentially said, I found your profile interesting. Please take a look at mine, and maybe we can chat further. And then if she heard back from him, they'd email back and forth a couple of times. And then she, if they hadn't suggested a phone call, she would suggest the phone call. And she said, I knew I was on a mission. I knew I was looking for my life partner. I knew he was out there. So I just went out there with this confidence, knowing that I needed to weed through and pray and get on my hands and knees and put it out to the universe. Here I am, guys. This is what we're going to do. So she ended up going some days on 3 or 4 coffee dates in a day, and she made the time to do it. And I realized I just skipped over things. She said when she would do this first call with them, which she would keep to like 15 to 20 minutes, she said that in the middle of the call, she would just gently, kindly say, you know, the reason I'm on Match.com is because I'm truly looking for a relationship that will lead to marriage. What is it that you're looking for? And if he said, no, I just want to meet people or I want to date or whatever, she just wouldn't even bother to meet up with them. But she would put it out there. And then she said that part of her system was that she had some non-negotiables. And her non-negotiables were they needed to be spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, and emotionally healthy. That was her non-negotiable. And the other part of it was because her whole world was completely wrapped around, you know, self-help and spiritual teachers, during the 20-minute coffee date, she would ask them, have you ever heard of Wayne Dyer or Deepak Chopra? And one of the reasons she did this is because she wanted to be sure that she wasn't talking to somebody who had very strong Christian beliefs who would find Wayne or Deepak possibly not kosher for them, not to be punny about it. So in 9 months, my dear friend Liz went on 75 coffee dates. 75 coffee dates. But you know what? It worked. 9.5 months into her search, she met Jeff, and Jeff was the one, and he said he knew the moment he met her she was the one. It took her a little bit longer, but they've now been happily married for 5 years, and it was because she was just willing to be relentless, or what Bella Gandy calls psychotically optimistic. She was psychotically optimistic about online dating. So we had a great day today, all about online dating. If you haven't tuned in yet, you want to do that. So let me see if I have any questions yet. Give me a second just to read this. Oh, this is a long one. Okay, well, if you have questions about manifesting or the law of attraction, that's really what I'm prepared to talk about today. But let me see if I can just answer this one question that is not law of attraction. So Lindsay from Brooklyn says, I met my soulmate in January. I was in the midst of working with a life coach to remove my love blocks. I was meditating and feeling deeply in love every day, doing all the things you've been talking about. I met this person online. The instant I saw him, I recognized his face and felt immediately connected. He was fully showing up for me. We were completely at ease, safe with each other, never felt anything like this. Because I felt like this was so unbelievably good, I started to feel like it was too good to be true, that I wasn't deserving, and it would disappear at any second. I kept trying to do the work on myself to overcome this, but just recently he told me he's decided to move across the country, and he doesn't feel comfortable continuing our relationship with so much uncertainty in his future. I'm devastated by this because I know, especially after listening to the talks last week, that there is so much more for us and that this is premature. I'm wondering if by changing anything in my mindset, I can reattract him or if he's gone. So, Lindsay, men are not ready to commit when their careers are unstable and unsteady. So my only advice to you right now is to support him completely in doing what he needs to do to get his life stable. And at the same time, don't try to figure out, is he or is he not the one? Clearly, he's not the one right now. He doesn't have anything to give you right now. And, you know, it's most likely nothing that you did. It probably has nothing to do with you so much as that this is how men are. Men don't choose a woman until they feel, and this is part of what Alison Armstrong, oh, that's what I forgot to tell you about, what Alison Armstrong is sharing about tomorrow. Definitely, definitely, definitely tune in to Alison's keynote tomorrow, because she talks about all of this, about what men need to choose a woman. And they decide whether or not they can make you happy. You don't get to tell them. They have to decide. So I would say support him in fulfilling his life. Try to let go. There is more than one soulmate out there for everybody. You don't have enough information to know, but there's nothing in terms of the law of attraction that I can share with you to reattract him. It is not black magic. What I would say is be a good friend to him, be loving and kind, wish him well, then let him go. If he doesn't reach out to you, let him go. And then in 6 months, you might want to shoot him an email. Hey, just want to check in. How are things going for you? So that's what I have for you right now. Let me tell you what's coming up tomorrow. So tomorrow, as I mentioned, we have Alison Armstrong, and if you've never heard her, she is going to knock your socks off. She has been teaching about understanding men for decades, and tomorrow she's really going to be sharing what men are looking for are for women for whom they can be enough, okay? And what happens with women, especially women that have a lot of success in their life and have a lot of goodies already, they may think that they have nothing that they can contribute to you or that they can't afford you. So Allison's going to share with you in great detail how to speak to men in a way so they know that they can provide for you, that they can give you what you need, that they can be a support for you. It's a really powerful and important seminar tomorrow with Alison Armstrong. Also tomorrow, we have a panel with Jack Canfield, Tommy Rosen, and Dr. Sherry Gaba on the topic of dating and recovery. So whether you're in recovery or you're dating somebody who's in recovery, 1 in 3 people in this country drinks too much. So chances are you will end up dating somebody who is in, you know, sobriety program or may have issues with drinking, or you may be sober and want to know how to date. So we have this very powerful hour on dating and recovery. You don't want to miss that. And then tomorrow we have two very different success stories. Melanie Benson Strick, who manifested her new soulmate online over the age of 50, very successful entrepreneur and success coach. And also Colette Baron Reed, who many of you may know as an intuitive and somebody who is also a channel speaking to dead people. But what you may not know about Colette is her history. She was gang raped at the age of 18, which led her, and also abused, sexually abused as a child, and became a drug addict and an alcoholic. So she chronicles her whole really devastating background of abuse and addiction and how she manifested a soulmate after 15 years of sobriety. And now she's with the greatest guy in the world, and she couldn't be happier. And she takes us through her entire process. So definitely don't miss tomorrow. That's what's coming up. And what I want to remind you about is if you've missed any of the sessions or if you want to listen to them again, go ahead and choose one of our upgrade options. This will give you the opportunity to own the entire series at an extremely deep discount, and there's $700 worth of bonuses. So if you want to scroll down your event page, you can see all the details. And not only will you get the bonuses, you also get the remaining 60-minute group coaching calls with Claire and I. And you'll be able to really deepen your relationship to being a student of love. So what else do I want to tell you? As part of the group coaching calls, we want to be able to offer you coaching about visioning your ideal relationship, transforming your core limiting beliefs, activating your feminine power, becoming a master love manifester, showing up authentically without dimming down your intelligence or strength, and of course becoming visible and magnetic to conscious men. And I briefly want to tell you about some of the bonuses that come with the upgrade packages. One of them is with Marianne Williamson on sacred romance, how to turn your relationship into a spiritual adventure. Another one is with David Kessler on heal your heart and open to new love. The best is yet to come. And then I really love this one. It's cracking the love code, what women and men must know about each other and relationship. And this one is with both Dr. John Gray and Alison Armstrong. And then finally, the other bonus is Dating Divorced Men, What You Must Know. And it's a two-part audio workshop with Understanding Men expert Jonathan Asley, because chances are if you're single and over 40, a lot of the men you're going to be dating are divorced men. And there's stuff to know that's a little bit different. So if you want to avoid getting hurt, you need to know what to look for as you judge these divorced men with your heart and your head. One other thing I want to tell you, if you upgrade to our platinum package, we have additional bonuses that are valued at over $5,000. And one of them is something brand new that Claire and I have just created. It's our Art of Love Inner Circle Monthly Love Manifestation Membership Program. So 3-month subscription to that, where every month we'll be doing special master classes in love with incredible experts. And the other thing that makes this so valuable is we have a complete Art of Love library of more than 100 seminars on attracting and sustaining extraordinary love. So you will have total access for 3 months to all 100 of these seminars. And in addition to that, Claire and I are going to be doing a 2-hour live video workshop called Feminine Magic for Manifesting Love. And additionally, we'll have a Summer of Love doing live 90-minute group love manifestation mentoring sessions with Claire and I. So you can see all of this as you scroll down the page. You know, one thing that I've learned over the years is that I need a lot of repetition. I am not one of these people where I hear something once and I automatically get it, integrate it, use it, and I'm a master at it. You know, I have to learn things over time, sometimes hear them over and over. So if you've heard any part of the series or the seminars where you're like, wow, that was really great, you really want to think about investing in either the gold or platinum package so you can hear it over and over again. So before I let you go, I just want to thank you for spending this time with me. Claire and I will be together with you again on Thursday, same time, same place. And producer people, let's open the line so we can all say goodbye to each other, okay? All right, everybody, thank you for being here. And open the line and we'll say bye. All right, everyone, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. For more information about how you can download the audios, visit artofloveaudios.com. Again, that's artofloveaudios.com. We want to thank our event partners, The Art of Love, today's leading online community for creating and sustaining extraordinary relationships, and Feminine Power, the leading online community, courses, and advanced coaching, facilitation, and leadership trainings designed to support women stepping into their highest possibilities. Find out more at FemininePower.com. On behalf of your hosts, Ariel Ford and Claire Zanet, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much support on your journey to lifelong love and happiness with your soulmate.